It is the Friday show. It's Neil Atkinson with Josh Sexton, with Joel Sanderson Murray, watch out for your cats, and with Mo Stewart. And we are lining ourselves up to look ahead to the games that come on the 31st of December. And it's a lovely bit of knitwear you've got on, though, by the way. 31st of December and the 1st of January. We're not going to touch on the games on Friday the 30th. There's a couple of reasons why. One is this show is coming out early, albeit early, on Friday the 30th. We're going to give you the opportunity to be able to listen to it and all that sort of stuff through Friday. That's the first reason why. The second reason why is we're doing loads and loads of stuff on Liverpool in a number of different ways all the way through today, just to sort of keep it interesting. And thirdly, because the games on the 31st and on the 1st are actually, it's actually a really good calendar of fixtures. Coming up, you've got Robbie Scotcher joining us to talk about Crystal Palace, and we've got Flav from the Fighting Cock, to talk to us about Tottenham Hotspur, who come up against the mighty Aston Villa. We might have a bit of Villa chat, because I think it's the final sort of tin hat on that game that happened on Boxing Night, which hasn't been said enough, which is that, my God, Aston Villa might actually be quite good. We will, though, start off with Wolverhampton Wanderers versus Manchester United. We'll dwell on Wolverhampton Wanderers, to be honest with you, Josh. There will be other goals scored in the Premier League this season. There may be none as gloriously satisfying as a Norrie's goal scored for Wolverhampton Wanderers. And what it does, it sets up this one for Manchester United, I think, in a really interesting way, where Wolves will feel a little bit like they've got a bonus couple of points there. United feel pretty good at the minute. Lopetegui will have a plan. He obviously is a clever manager. He wouldn't have had the career that he has if he didn't have one. And Wolves have also got an armoury. The big thing to take away, and what I think staggered the Blues post-match from the game at Goodison Park, was that every substitution seemed to make Wolves stronger, whereas every substitution seemed to make Everton weaker.
Yeah, I'm slightly worried about this football game in the sense of, I think Wolves have almost a bit of a blag result there against Everton in the sense, you know, I don't think Everton were particularly good in the game. I don't think the game in itself was of the highest quality. They go and get the late goal. And Manchester United sort of have a similar thing with the Forest game, in that I think Forest were terrible for the most part of it, to be honest, and gifted Manchester United a couple of goals. And that's that. It's one of these games where I think there'll be a real commitment to turgidity, if that is a word. Like, they're two teams who know how to make a game of football really not very exciting, and that's how this could turn out to be. I loved the Aitnori goal. I like Aitnori as a player anyway, like every time I've seen him play for Wolves, especially against Liverpool, to be honest, because I think he's done a really good job of Salah a couple of times now. He just seems a dead exciting footballer to me. But Wolves' biggest problem, as everybody knows, I think I predicted them to go down last year because of the lack of goals up front. That's you know, was always going to be the biggest problem for them. I didn't make the same mistake of predicting they'd go down this year, although they are there in the Meyer, they are scrapping away, aren't they? But I'd expect them to stay up again just because I think their defence is really good.